Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Special number 140, recorded October 3rd, 2012. Hodgman won't leave our studio.
Hey, everybody, it's me, John Hodgman, with This Week in Pneumatic Tubes. I'm here on the internet answering your questions as part of the TWIT Netcast Network at this moment. So, look, here are your questions. Nope. There. I can see them. You can't. Let's see what we got. Dr. C says, John, what supplies do I need for the end of the world? I already told you. You want to want a lot of fresh water. You want to get canned ants. I know it sounds disgusting, but the canned variety of ants are better than the fresh variety because the canned variety aren't going to grow to the size of dogs and try to kill you. You want to stockpile your urine, and you want to stockpile mayonnaise. Both, by the way. I know everyone has their favorites, but you're going to need both. Trout, favorite pneumatic tube moment. We did a joke about pneumatic tubes on the Daily Show that was a great delight, but it was all simulated pneumatic tubes. The pneumatic tube moment that I really miss was happened centuries ago when the first subway in New York City was actually a pneumatic subway, and it was built in secret because the guy who designed it did not have permission to build it, so he built the prototype in secret. It went from City Hall to several blocks down the road, and it was powered by suction only. Look it up, internet. It's real. Burke wants to know, John, what kind of guns? John, what kind of guns? John, what kind of guns? I'd like to have security remove Burke from the internet, please. There he goes again. John, what kind of guns? Look, I shot a shotgun. I did some skeet shooting 10 years ago. I've never fired another gun, but it was fun. John, iPad 101 says, John, what is my mustache's name? Stashy. Radium asks, John, how many Judge John Hodgmans do I record in a day? Jesse and I will usually try to do two a week, back-to-back, one day. We'll do two back-to-back and try to stay ahead of schedule. We're not crazy people like Leo Laporte doing things all the time. Burke, remove yourself. iPad, has anyone ever... I couldn't read it too fast. What is my proudest moment? Oh, thank you, Theater Monkey. What is my proudest moment? Appearing on the TWIT Network, obviously. It's tied with addressing the President of the United States. John, are the New Haven pizza joints better than Brooklyn? Answer equals yes. What is the favorite project that I had involvement with? Ad, book, video, comedy. Yes, all of those things are my favorite. I don't know that there can be one of all time, but, I've just been extremely lucky to have parasitically attached myself to so many interesting projects. You know, it's hard to speak of a proud moment, I have to say, because most of the time I feel extremely guilty. That I have weaseled my way into yet another thing that I love. The Daily Show, the World of Apple. My book just fell over. Don't worry about that. The Battlestar Galactica, Coraline, and the World of Neil Gaiman. QI and Stephen Fry. I just keep sneaking into things, and people keep saying okay, and maybe it's not always okay. Maybe they'll eventually find out. But the one that I didn't have any, the two things that I had no connection with that were just completely outside of my realm of influence were the invitation to address the Radio and Television Correspondents Award dinner and speak to the President of the United States, which was not something that I imagined would happen in my world. And of course, the Apple ads just were this great and ridiculous gift from fate that allowed me to do everything I've ever wanted to do and more. And now I lead a totally hollow and empty life now that I've accomplished everything I've ever wanted to accomplish. So how do I fill out the rest of my time now that it's all done for me? Oh, wait, chat time. Oh, sorry. Am I a Star Trek fan? Sure. How many days a year do I perform my... What? It's going so fast. Do I think Leo is a cyborg? No, he's pure flesh. He is the living flesh. Is my mustache too nervous to be funny when I first met my wife? I don't know. I was... I was 17 years old, and I was still had the belief that I was immortal and funny all the time. Now I don't have that anymore. Who would I rather date, Maria Shriver or Justin Bieber? Maria Shriver, come on. Everyone smart enough to enjoy Bored to Death was smart enough to steal it from the internet. Hey, guess what? That's not funny. If you like something, here's what I have to say to you. I understand, internet, you're all real smart. You know how to get things. You all know how to download stuff. And there is evidence, I think, that circulating stuff for free and spreading the word does a lot of good for the artists who create things. But let me say something. If there is some piece of culture that you like, that you would like to see survive, and if you are not a callow teenager who believes that only you exist in the world, and you are capable of appreciating there are people who are making things and dedicating their lives to getting them happen, and you want those people to continue to thrive, then may I suggest, it's up to you, that you support it financially in the way that it makes money, which is to say, it might not thrill you that you have to buy, say, a show like Bored to Death, in whatever way you have to buy it, by subscribing to something or by paying to download it, or you don't like the DRM. I get it. You may not be happy about the way it gets to you, but if that's the way it makes money and you want to support that thing, please do support it. Don't choose not to support a thing you love. If you don't, you know, you're under no obligation to buy things, of course, you know, whatever, steal away. But if you want something to survive, the way to do it is to support it in the way it makes money. Now, the lucky thing is we've moved into a new kind of economy where artists like Jonathan Coulton or Louis C.K. and other artists that you like are making things that they are willing to sell directly to you and even let you steal if you must. But they're going to sell it directly to you, and you get to buy it with the rather novel confidence that has not really happened a lot in culture in the past 50 years, that they're going to get more than a sliver of the money you give them. In fact, they're going to get most of the money that you give them. And that makes you feel good. That makes them feel good. And it's a really great system. And I wish everything could be like that, because then everyone would be happy to have that connection and to help someone survive in creating the art that they create. But if you really do like something and you do want it to survive, even if it makes money in a way that you find personally reprehensible, I do encourage you to vote with your dollars and to support it. I'm not saying that one person could have single-handedly saved Bored to Death. The fact is, Zach Galifianakis needs to make a lot of Hangover movies. But don't think you're doing anyone a favor by stealing a thing if you actually give a hoot about it continuing. Okay, that sermon is over. John, good show. I agree. Would I do The Big Bang Theory? Sure, I would do The Big Bang Theory. If Will Wheaton can do it, I can do it, obviously. Oh, there you are. You're over here now. Excuse me. Pop quiz. It's daylight. What do I do? Burn up in the sunlight. Thank you, John says. Okay. Alamone Hair says, have I performed internationally? How well known are you outside the United States? It's interesting. I have not performed a lot internationally. I've performed a little bit in England, but largely under the umbrella of some other organization like McSweeney's or QI, or with the sponsorship of Stephen Fry or John Lloyd. And I don't know beyond that how well known I am. But when I was in England earlier this year, the two times I was recognized at all, one was for Bored to Death, which was very gratifying because I love and miss that show. And the other, and of course they didn't recognize me for the Apple ads, because David Mitchell and Robert Webb did those ads over there, Mitchell and Webb, great British comedians. I was noticed for Judge John Hodgman. And we're in a world now where my books aren't, remember my book where I was telling you about? That is all. My books are not available overseas, because no traditional publisher sees fit to publish a book about American hobos and their attempt to take over the United States government and everything else. They think it might be confusing to others. However, podcasts know no borders, or netcasts, or whatever you want to call them. And consequently, I was approached by people in England who knew me from the Judge John Hodgman podcast, which is something I make out of my house. I think it says a lot about where culture is going, which is that people like free stuff. Okay, just a couple more. Say my username, John, please, LOL. No, I won't say your name. because that there's no reason that you should have been laughing out loud there. I find it very mysterious why people append LOL to things in which they're clearly not laughing out loud. I laugh out loud. I LOL frequently when I think about people actually laughing out loud when they say things like on political comment boards, Obama is a Muslim terrorist, LOL. Whoa, if you believe that, maybe you shouldn't be laughing. Zendrome says, I can't pronounce Zendrome's name anyway. Would I be a zombie on The Walking Dead? Yeah, you know what? Let me just make it clear. Look at where I am now. I will do anything. Okay, so yes, I will be a walking zombie on The Walking Dead. I'll do whatever it is. No pictures, please. Thank you. Dr. Seuss asks, what do I think about technology education in the United States? Obviously, it should be better. We should be taking our nerds much more seriously than we do here. We no longer have an economy based on growing things and manufacturing things and punching things. We have an economy based on information, and we need to be competitive with the rest of the world. Chris, what is Ricky Gervais like, John? He's a very sweet guy, a very generous laugher, but ultimately a monster. Wordsmith says, John, would you do a TED Talk? How about I did two of them, dummy? Ooh, sorry about that, Wordsmith. I got a little upset. Yeah, I would do a TED Talk. I'd do another TED Talk. I was very, very pleased to be invited to do the TED conference in 2008 and then to do a little couple of short interstitial comedy bits in the last TED. I think it's an amazing, weird, overwhelming, ultra-stimulating, exciting event to watch online, and even more so when you're there and being hugged by Al Gore. It's very exciting, and I'm very grateful to have been able to do it, and I love them. Web7984, have I changed my political views now that I am a deranged millionaire? Yes, like all deranged millionaires, my feelings are hurt all the time. Whenever the president says anything about raising our taxes, I get so wounded that I have to yell at my fellow deranged millionaire friends in private meetings. If you don't know what I'm talking about, read The New Yorker this week about Leon Cooperman, the billionaire who hates Obama because Obama said mean things about him once. Do I still speak to the Mac from the commercial? Thanks, Web6588. Yeah, I know the commercial you're talking about. And I do speak with him. I just was texting with Justin the other day. He's a very sweet guy and a good friend, and I hug him. Web6878, again, whiskey or gin? Never blended, but I'll take either. How's my experience on Community? Gat a wag. My experience on Community was fantastic. Everyone there is extremely talented, and it is very strange to sit across a room from Chevy Chase. Completely surreal experience and a lot of fun. Gillian Jacobs is one of the greatest comedic actors of all time. And this is not to take anything away from Joel McHale, Donald Glover, Danny Pudi, and Alison Brie, and everyone else on the show, but there you have it. They're all great. Keegsta says, Justin Long is awesome in Jeepers Creepers. I absolutely agree. That is the first time I ever saw Justin Long was in Jeepers Creepers, which is a Jeepers creepy movie for a lot of reasons if you read the backstory. But he was very funny in it. And that's when I first met him, I said, I sure enjoyed you in Jeepers Creepers. And I thought that was a little zing at him. And he said, thanks. My parents sure enjoy you on The Daily Show. Zing, Orange Boom, Benedict Cumberbatch fan. Not even presented as a question. It's just a statement. I will respond accordingly. Benedict Cumberbatch fan, obviously. I had the pleasure of being intimidated by him in Hollywood, California just last week. Bill Meeks, how did I fall in with Jesse Thorne? Jesse Thorne is my co-host and my producer on Judge John Hodgman. He interviewed me for my first book, The Areas of My Expertise, in 2005. And I just knew immediately that he was a young man with incredibly good tastes and an incredibly radiolicious voice. Zendrome, whose name I can pronounce, sherbet or ice cream. Stop. That's ridiculous. Am I ready for the Romney zings tonight? Oh, I better get going. That's right. He's going to start zinging soon. And Keista, do I have any cats? Obviously. I have a cat. I used to have two cats, and the reason that I have cats is I love having poop in a box and vomit on my floors. Well, thank you very much, everybody on the internet. I am going to get ready for the Romney zingers. I really enjoyed talking to you at an extremely fast pace. Boy, it was quite a lightning round. I hope you enjoyed this episode of This Week in Pneumatic Tubes. I will be back next week when I'll fly out here for the single purpose of sitting in the studio and talking to you. I won't necessarily be back next week, but I would love to come back and talk to you guys again. It's been a lot of fun. I'm out.